بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم التي تشعر بعرف الله التي اختصت معنا شاحك محمد اختصاب نور الله مرقده. The title is منقبة الصحابة رضي الله عنهم اجمعين. سيادي دام پوشيدا جمال حق تاباني صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی سیادی دام پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی وہ سلطان جہاں کے قلب میں تا فقر پنہانی مقام عبدیت کے ساتھ تھی ان کی جہابانی سیادی دام پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی خدا دیدہ نظر کو چونکہ دیکھا تھا صحابہ نے وہ ایمان آج کیسے پاس کے گا کوئی ربانی خدا دیدہ نظر کو چونکہ دیکھا تھا صحابہ نے وہ ایمان آج کیسے پاس کے گا کوئی ربانی تجلی گاہ جو جاتی اسی روح منور سے تجلی گاہ جوتی اسی روح منور سے ہر ایک مومن کو ہوتی تھی معراج روحانی ہر ایک مومن کو ہوتی تھی معراج روحانی سیادی دام پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی مبارک ان کی آنکھوں کو کہ جن آنکھوں نے دیکھے تھے نبی کے چہرہ انور پہ جلوہ ربانی مبارک ان کی آنکھوں کو کہ جن آنکھوں نے دیکھے تھے نبی کے چہرہ انور پہ جلوہ ربانی جنہوں نے مال زر بھی آبرو بھی جان بھی دے دی جنہوں نے مال زر بھی آبرو بھی جان بھی دے دی کوئی جانے گا کیا ان کا مقام کیف احسانی کوئی جانے گا کیا ان کا مقام کیف احسانی سیادی دام پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی ہمیشہ ہر صحابی راہ سنت کا تشیدائی وہ دیوانے تھے لیکن خاک پاتی ان کی فرزانی ہمیشہ ہر صحابی راہ سنت کا تشیدائی وہ دیوانے تھے لیکن خاک پاتی ان کی سرزانی یہ کیسا معجزہ تھا دوست جوشان رسالت کا شتر بانوں کو بخشے جس نے آداب جہاں بانی یہ کیسا معجزہ دوست یہ کیسا معجزہ تھا دوست تو شان رسالت کا شتر بانوں کو بخشے جس نے آداب جہاں بانی سیادی دام پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی خدا ان سے ہی راضی اور رب سے ہوئے راضی شہادت اس حقیقت پر ہے خود آیات قرآنی خدا ان سے ہی راضی اور رب سے ہوئے راضی شہادت اس حقیقت پر ہے خود آیات قرآنی بلا غیر صحابی پاس کے گا مرتبہ ان کا کہ منصوص ان پر رحمت حق فضل رحمانی بلا غیر صحابی پاس کے گا مرتبہ ان کا کہ منصوص ان پر رحمت حق فضل رحمانی سیادی دام پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی صحابہ کی محبت کو بھی ہم ایمان سمجھ کے صحابہ کی محبت کو بھی ہم ایمان سمجھتے ہیں کہ ان کے دم سے امت کو ملی تعلیم قرآنی صحابہ کی محبت کو بھی ہم ایمان سمجھتے ہیں کہ ان کے دم سے امت کو ملی تعلیم قرآنی صحابہ کی حیات با وفا تاریخ ایمان ہے جو اختر دے رہی ہے رات دن پیغام ایمانی صحابہ کی حیات با وفا تاریخ ایمان ہے جو اختر دے رہی ہے رات دن پیغام ایمانی سیادی دام پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود وقال تبارك وتعالى والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه أعد الله لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا صدق اللہ مولانا العظیم. This is Hazrat Ash'ar in the praises of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the praises of the Sahaba through and through is actually the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are through and through the praises of Allah ta'ala. If you praise the artwork of an artist, that artwork itself, it's nothing itself. It's the artist praises who made that artwork. And the artist, you praise him, actually it is his teacher who taught him. You are praising him actually. Otherwise that piece of artwork could not come about on its own. The artist had to do it. And the artist couldn't do anything himself till his teachers who had taught him. They had made that perfection and that kamal in him. Same way, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the most noble, the most honorable after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and the master and leader of them all, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all of these are the products of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in each one you see the glimpse of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It just needs a little bit of looking, scratching the surface, and you see the great work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he molded those people, that what they were in Ayyami Jahiliyyah, and later what they had become. One Sahabi, he said that when he thinks of the time when he buried his own daughter alive, he couldn't bring himself to forgive himself for that. People who are of that nature, and what Allah made of them. Jo khud raah pe nahi the, auron ke haadi ban gaye. Kya nazar thi unki? What was the nazar of Nabi, that he looked at the Sahabi, one glance and he became a Sahabi, and from where to where he went. People who are far off the road themselves became the lights of and the lanterns of Hidayat for the people till the day of Qiyamah. And for us it is our great, great fortune that we just be associated with them. That their great honor be in our heart, that we love them, that we respect them, that everything in that Allah Ta'ala, Al-Mar'u Ma'aman Ahab, a person, the Sahaba say, the greatest joy we got after accepting Islam was when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said these words, these hadith of his, that a person will be with whom he loves. They say that how they love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our actions far from where we can reach Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the opposite direction. But we just, Allah blesses us with that true love. And we will be with those great and honorable people. So Allah reward our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, who in every field of deen, tasawwuf is the fundamental, great, important branch of deen. In tasawwuf and in every branch of deen, what great service Hazrat has rendered and has guided us and taught us the correct lines in everything. With regard to that, the respect and honor of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also a very important thing in our lives. Siyah deeda mein poshida jamal-e haq ke taabani. A thing that is outwardly dark, covered, it is black, but hidden in it is the great beauty of Allah, great beauty of Allah, which is overflowing. You have a bag which is perhaps, especially wise people, when they want to hide something very, very valuable. In fact, the Kohinoor, that prime diamond that was found in South Africa, and it was sent to the Queen in England. The diamond itself was sent by ordinary courier, people carrying it from one, in those days, from country to country, just ordinary, there was no big show, and they made a replica of it, and the replica they sent, and that full all security, everything, so everyone's eyes was on that replica. If it had to get stolen, it was the replica that should have got stolen. and the actual time in itself was sent like an ordinary thing. Nobody noticed, knew about it also. So Allah's system also works like that. Many people, they will hide their money also in the places that you least expect it. And where you do expect it, in the safe, there they will keep some crook money. That to make the crook money, they put some money there. So when the crook comes, he finds that money. But the actual money is kept in such a place where the person's mind will never even go. So Allah Ta'ala, He has put His great, great beauty, hidden it away in this way, in the simple lives of the Sahaba. And Allah's great Qudrat, Allah had hidden. Sahaba ke dilo ko, jisne bakhsha, noore yazdani. The Allah who had blessed the hearts of the Sahaba with that eternal noor of Allah Ta'ala. That noor of Allah, that great noor and that eternal noor, Allah put it in the hearts. When you see the Sahaba outwardly, like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he's going to conquer Baytul Muqaddas, and at that time, how is he dressed outwardly? He was leading the camel at that time, and his slave was riding the camel. Not only the master, Khalifatul Muslimin, is walking on the ground, and the slave is riding and is mounted on the camel at that time. And then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu took out his mozas. And like today we will find that murids also want to make the sheikh dunyadar. The sheikh's work is to make the murid dindar. But the murids want to make the sheikh dunyadar. The kurta must be no crease. Get a hanger to hang it up. That wasn't the life of the Sahaba. They were just simple, straightforward. Hazrat Umar took out his mozas and he just threw it over his shoulder. And he's the Khalifatul Muslimin and he's going to meet those people who are very dunyadar, who, so to say, in dunya, very sophisticated. So much so that a great Sahabi like Hazrat Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he also had to say that, O Khalifatul Muslimin, you are going to this people, they might discredit you, they might not regard you as anything. You are the representative of the Muslims, and the Muslims who had conquered the world, most part of the world at that time. And you are going in this condition, the clothes patched, 7-8 patches on the clothes, and the clothes and the moza just thrown over his shoulder, and traveling so long from Medina Sharif to Makkah to Baitul Muqaddas on road by camel, etc. On the way there are no hotels, and you go and shower every day. No showering, no cleaning, no all putting wonderful perfume and ether or all like that. No fasting the amama in a special way or anything like that, Hazrat Umar. So Hazrat Umar, who had understood Sahaba ki dilo ko, jisne bakhsha, noor-e yazdani, that noor of iman that was in his heart. He said, oh, Huzaifa, rather somebody else should have said these words. I wouldn't expect them from you. Oh, he said, Huzaifa, you saying this word. If it was somebody else, I should give him such a punishment that it should be the lesson for the ummah right through till qiyamah. That these outward things are not for us. They don't impress us. We want the noor of the heart. The value of iman in the heart. Today, husband and wife, children, all are working to make the house beautiful. And everything of the house, everyone is seeing that everything must be neat and tidy. Everything must be up to date, must be smart. Nothing must be out of order. Everything must be in order. In that procedure, they forgot to clean their hearts. And in the meantime, all the dirt and filth of dunya is filling the heart. They beautified the home, but the hearts are dirty. Hearts are black, rusted, hard. And therefore, there is no love in that house. They beautified the things, and insan that had to be beautified, that they did not beautify. So they find, so the husband, he hardly meets his wife. The wife hardly meets the husband. There's a note left on the fridge on the magnet, or supported that you must take out your lunch or your supper from the deep freeze, and you must warm it in the micro, and you must have it. They don't even sit together. All that was to have, Allah has made the house. جَعَلَ لَكُمْ بُيُوتٍ وَمِنْ بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا. Allah made your houses a place of sukoon, where you find peace, where after the stressful and challenging things of outside life, you come in your house and you find peace. And your wife Allah has made also. وَمِنْ آيَاتٍ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. That when you come out, when you just see your wife, you are in your home, now you are like in Jannat already. But today, we find that we don't find any joy looking at our wives, looking at filthy, dirty women who are filled with dirt from head to toe, that we find great enjoyment. And after working so hard on the house, and there are some people, even in midweek, they will go and spend the night in some resort. Or the weekend they go and spend. You prepared your house for your comfort, but you're not finding comfort in there. You're finding comfort in the places of the kuffar, in the places where the worst gunas, the house where Quran tilawat is supposed to take place, where Quran Sharif, namaz is being performed, there you don't find sukoon. If you find sukoon, you find it in the place of the kuffar. So that is how insan has become. Whereas the life of the Sahaba, that they found that which house of ours resembles in the least but the house of the Sahaba. We are living like the Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun, we are living. So we won't find that peace also, where they... Ya layt lana mithla ma, what was before them? Wasal al-ladina, the people of dunya, they told, ya layt lana mithla ma utiya Qarun, that is what Qarun has got. وقال الذين أوتوا العلم ويلكم. Oh, why? What you thinking? Where you going? ويلكم ثواب الله خير لمن آمن وعمل الصالح ولا يلقاها إلا الصابرون. And then when Allah showed the result, فخسفنا به, Allah destroyed Qarun and all his wealth. Then the people came a bit to their senses. وہ سلطان جہاں تھے قلب میں تھا فقر پنہانی. That king of the world, Sultan-e-Jahan, the qalb mein, he was in their hearts. And when he was in their hearts, they ruled the world. Today we are impressed with outside things. And we, who as Muslims, and not only the ordinary Muslim who finds this great achievement when he dresses like the kuffar, wears their brand names, etc., then he thinks, I'm somebody now. Now I'm worth somebody. When he wears a shoe worth 90,000 rand, 100,000 rand, he wears a watch, 150,000 rand. A lady with her purse is more valuable than the money inside. Expensive purse, expensive, the burqa, brand name, all that. Now, those are those people. But to people who regard themselves to be in deen also, they also are not worried of the condition of the heart, outward condition, what kind cars we are driving. And the cars must have the mags also, and the speakers also, and the speakers have to be positioned also such a way in the car. All those things worry us. But the things of deen, no thought goes to it, not in the least, but those people, wo sultani jahan the qalb mein tha faqr pinhani, and it was, they had outwardly poverty, and it was, and hidden away in that poverty was the great treasure of Allah was in their heart, and with that they ruled the world. Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu goes with an army of 30,000 people to fight Caesar, the Roman emperor, with an army of 200,000 people. And now when the battle is going to take place, he says, I'm alone enough. One man for 200,000. They say, no, take some people with you. Finally, he, after all the negotiations among themselves, he takes 30 people. Only 30. And what did he say? He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alladhina yazkuruna Allah kamathalil hayy. Those who remember Allah are living people. Walladhina la yazkuruna Allah, they are dead people. So, to go and, you don't need the 10 people to go and kill, to kill killed people, dead people. They are dead already. A slaughterer in the abattoir, there are 2,000 sheep he has to slaughter for the day. For example, he's not frightened. One by one, by 12 o'clock, he has finished slaughtered all 2,000 sheep. Because what are sheep? They can't fight against him. A sheep is a sheep. A goat has still got little bit of more naughtiness in it. But a sheep is a sheep. What can a sheep do? These are not even sheep. They haven't got life in them also. So when Allah was in their heart, dunya, today we are frightened. Little anything, my name mustn't come. Don't take my name. I can't stick out my neck for anything. What will happen? I'm frightened for everything. We are frightened, dead frightened for the kuffar today. We are dead frightened for our own people. Their criticism. The person with iman is not like that. So this is what the sahaba. And where did all this come from? From Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When he was in the cave of Hira. And the enemy were right at the mouth of the cave. They just had to look down and they should have seen them. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Oh Allah's Rasul, if they just cast their gazes down, they will see us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, without any fear, he says that, La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. Don't even grieve. Don't even be worried and sad. Allah is with us. And today, the word that for us to say it also, we say, if somebody says it, yeah, it's true, but we have to do something. You have to take medicine, you have to go to the shop, you have to do this. For them, there was no ifs and buts. They had that iman. That is what we have to try and develop. And we have to get in our hearts. Tamam maqami abdiyat ke saath thi unki jahan bani. And they had the great position of abdiyat, of humility, the ibadat of Allah which produces abdiyat, humility. And a person who is humble is loved by everyone. A person who is proud and arrogant, even dunya's people don't love such a person. A person, not only dindar person won't like him, dunyadar people also, a person who is arrogant, who is proudful, don't like him. And a person who has got humility, humbleness, he is loved by everyone. So they had reached this maqam of abdi at the sahaba. What do Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali wrote, that our akabir and our buzurgs, who sab kuch hote hue, they had reached perfection in everything. Apne aap ko kuch nahi samajhte the. But they regarded themselves that we are nothing. We are not even a speck of dust compared to the whole huge sky. Not a pea, not a bit of sand. One speck of sand also we are not. And unfortunately, he says today we are nothing and we regard ourselves to be everything. We are big. We are masters in the field. We are the big lords. We are the Hitlers of the day. We are the Firauns of the day. Without being anything whatsoever. In the heart, Allah is not in the heart. Namaz, there isn't. If there is namaz, no Allah in that namaz. Then we regard ourselves to be everything. Khuda deeda nazar kuchu ke dekha tha sahaba ne. The sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they had seen the eyes of Allah. They had seen the focus of Allah upon them. Because when they had to cross Bahrain, they had to go to Bahrain. And for that, they had to cross over the sea. At that time, their thinking was different. Our thinking today, if our Muslim army is there, we have to cross the sea, we will think of getting boats to cross the sea. We will think of building temporary bridges to cross the sea. Whatever else, they were not like that. They were waiting for the help of Allah. The Amir of the Jamaat told that we cannot launch our attack. To wait till when I will tell you. And when he saw the help of Allah coming, at that time he said, "Now to throw your horses into the sea." And on the water, the horses started moving, and the hoofs of the water of the horses did not even get wet. When those people saw on the other side, they, "Who are these? These are not human beings. Ye to Dio Ahmadan. These are giants, jinnat, big giants of the jinnat that are coming. They are coming across the water. They are, and this is nothing difficult for to us to understand, to even from dunya's point of view. The huge ships, don't they sail over the water with how much of weight on them? You take one pebble, you throw it in the water, it sinks down. But Allah Ta'ala taught Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, وَاسْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. O Nuh, make your ship, we going to supervise it. I am the foreman, I am the manager, I am in charge here. And from that day till today, the ship, how Allah taught it to be made, it is made. One person, very like intellectual of the dunya, from America, he wrote to me that the scientists still are baffled how the ship sails on the water. With so much of weight, why doesn't it sink? This was Allah's system, Allah had made it. And on the other hand, so the Sahaba, when they had to cross there, how the ship can cross, why can't we cross? The same Allah, but get the help of Allah Ta'ala. Khuda deeda nazar ko chuke dekha tha sahaba ne, wo iman aaj kaise pa sakega koi rabbani. The sahaba who saw the help of Allah, with the eyes they could see, now Allah's help is coming. Now is the time to launch the attack. They saw the malaika coming in the battle of Badr, in the battle of Uhud. Allah Ta'ala, they saw the malaika and they knew who was the malaika. They saw them. We do not see that. Where can we have that iman? That iman which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu made, and all by the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And any person till today who makes, we don't make effort on deen. We haven't got time of Quran Sharif tilawat. If we think that we are all right. But as we have come here to make our islah, we have come here to learn the love of Allah. We have come here to make ta'alluq with Allah. But each one ask ourselves, did one time Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali asked one student, murid of his, "You made nashta? Have you had your breakfast?" He said yes, and he thought, "What, I had my eggs, I had my cereal." Hazrat Ji knew what he was asking and what he's thinking. He told him, "I'm not asking about eggs and cereal. Did you read your Fajr with Jamaat with Takbir-e-Ula? That breakfast I'm asking about." We ask ourselves, what was the condition of our Fajr today? Did we read it with concentration and devotion? We went to the masjid, the house of Allah. Did we meet Allah in the house of Allah? Or we went there and we didn't meet Allah Ta'ala? If you go to somebody's house, he is there also. And you had to collect a parcel or you had to collect something and you didn't meet him and you came away. And then your boss asked you, your father asked you, "You went?" "Yes, I went there." "Where's the parcel?" "No parcel." "Who? What parcel?" "You didn't meet the owner?" "He had to meet him and collect your parcel." "No, I didn't even know I had to meet him." That was the condition of our namaz today, most of us. If there is somebody, illa mashallah, mubarak for that person. No concentration in our namaz. 6 times every rakat, Allahu Akbar. 6 times in the adhan. 6 times in the iqamah. But we not Allah is in our minds, not in our heart, not in our lives. Not the thought of Allah also. Allah said, make namaz, aqimi salatu li zikri. Perfect your namaz. Then you will get my remembrance. But we don't think of perfecting namaz. For us, it is just up, down. Kissing the ground, back to town, back to our work again. Nothing. Did we read our Yasin? All of us sitting here, each one asked, did I read my Yasin today? And without Yasin, for a true believer, there is no life in him. That today, if I didn't have my breakfast, whole day I'll moan and groan about it. Not only not my breakfast, just I didn't have salt with my eggs. Today you gave me salt, you didn't put eggs. You did, this egg, you didn't put salt, you didn't put pepper. What kind of breakfast you gave me? We didn't have our cream and honey, and it's a problem. But with our deen, nothing we have. Who read our Ayatul Kursi today? Well, there can be no protection without Ayatul Kursi. Who read our, made our zikr today? And zikr again, those of us, few might have made, but what concentration? What's the quality? So those Sahaba who had those qualities in them, they were different people. And we can also get that if we also bring deen into our lives. And that is why we come here. That is why we're talking and listening to it, that it must come into our lives. But we go for some seminar, and after that what was discussed, how you can make a quick buck, how you can make lot of money. You go for a seminar where they discuss that for a sugar patient, some simple treatment, that how you can get safe from sugar or whatever else. When we are back in the car with our friends, we're discussing that. Ask ourselves, after the bayan, who discusses the bayan? Who discusses anything of the bayan? Because it's not important, it's a formality. We just had to clock in. So we were clocked in, we were present there. But after that, we didn't have to do any job. All our job is only to clock in, just to register, give our presence. But if there was something, if there is something about some discussion, now if the discussion have to turn around and we discuss that how you can make your 10 rain into 100 rain in 10 minutes, and how you can make it 1,000 and 10,000, then you'll see all the ears are wide. You'll actually see the ears. They won't be just like that, they're listening properly, but you could, the ears on their own, you'll see that how they bend and they're listening to everything. You'll see the eyes, how they are popping up and they are listening. But for deen, we have no response. Forget about money. Just if there's a soccer match and a goal is scored, then you'll find old people also jumping and dancing and shouting, goal, goal. Everyone knows it's a goal. The referee blew his whistle, it's a goal. But all shouting, goal, goal, goal. A six he hit, oh, six, 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 everyone. But for deen's sake, beautiful Quran Sharif is recited. No response whatsoever. Like the poor Qari Sahib is reading in a Qabristan. That all dead people. No response, no feeling for deen we got. But for dunya's stupid things, useless things, we are wide awake. So we have to check ourselves very greatly. تجلی گھا جو جا تھی اس روح منور سے, that place of تجلی, the light of Allah, جو جا تھی, which was that place, which was a living place, by the light of Allah, it became a world, it became a living world, اسی روح منور سے, by that spirit of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah is with a person and Allah's nur is with a person, that person in outward he can be in layers of darkness, but Allah's nur is in that person, he light up everything. But today we're not interested in the nur of Allah. We want the lights of this dunya. Load shedding is a big problem for us. Potholes are a big problem for us. But big potholes in our heart, no problem whatsoever. And all the time load shedding in our hearts. No light ever comes in our heart. We don't think of how I must get light into my heart. For this dunya's light in our heart, we will get, we'll spend how much money to put all the systems to get to have light all the time. But for Allah's light, there is no worry about it also. And that is we who are supposed to be pious people, who regard ourselves as pious, or people think these are Khanka people. These are the people who are very pious people, very Allah wala. That is our condition. We are not worried at all about the condition of our heart. Tajalli gah, jo jaan thi, isi rooh-e-munawwar se, ہر ایک مؤمن کو ہوتی تھی عطا معراج روحانی. Every mu'min was granted the معراج روحانی, a spiritual معراج of meeting Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says that أقيم الصلاة لذكري, perfect your namaz solely for my remembrance. Today we make a total imperfect namaz with no remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. From Allahu Akbar till Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, we didn't think of Allah. We didn't think of Akhirat. Namaz was to remind us fully of our Creator, of Allah. Was to remind us fully of Akhirat. No thought about Akhirat. No thought about Allah Ta'ala. The Sahaba's thoughts are right out of our minds. We don't think of the Sahaba. We don't think of Nabi alayhi salam. In namaz we read, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. But we don't even think of Nabi Muhammad. And how he had taught the Sahaba. How he had prepared the Sahaba. Nothing like that. This is what we have to bring into our lives. Mubarak unki aankhon ko, ke jin aankhon ne dekhe the. Blessed were those eyes. Those eyes that had seen Nabi ke chehre anwar pe jalwa hai Rabbani. They saw the face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It wasn't just the face of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. All Allah's jalwa was on there. Allah's nur was on there. The qudrat, the mercy of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the great powers of Allah. You could see it on the face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So those who saw that, the Sahaba, with their eyes, they saw it. And those who were blind there, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, they saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they were blind. And today, what is our condition? That we see how many righteous, pious people, but we don't see anything. Those who can see will see and take their advantage. Otherwise, most of us, we are just like blind people. There are those who can see, and those people appreciate, and they have great appreciation for reality and for truth. But most of us are just totally blind. For us, it is just one more number, just one more human being. Like you are just passing through immigration. 10,000 people pass, just people passing. That is all. Whether it was sheep that were going through, or dogs were going through, or horses were going through, or human beings going through. It made no difference. But if you see somebody, that if the person got eyes to see, and he sees the people of Iman, and the people who are connected with Allah, he will see it differently. But we got no intention of opening our eyes to the truth. We have got no intention, inclination of closing our heart from evil and filth and dirt. For example, we all have to go to town to go and do some work. We go to the supermarket, we go to the bank, we go to the airports. Who of us ever thinks of shutting pulling down the shutters of the heart? That we know that is the place where your eyes are going to fall on things that they should not be. We know there will be music there. We know there will be men and women intermingling. We know how the dressing of the woman will be. But no thought about anything. And worse than that, after we went there, like it comes in the hadith, when a person commits a guna, a black spot falls on his heart. If he makes tawbah, the heart becomes clean again. And if he doesn't, he commits another guna, another black spot, until the whole heart becomes black. And after that, another black spot, you don't even notice it now. The first one, you might have noticed it, but now you don't even notice it. So we, with our gunas, we go supermarkets, we go to all these places. Does it ever come to our mind that I'm in a guna, that I'm here with the woman around me, I'm here, there's music playing here, all those things. So what's the condition of our heart? How has our heart become that we don't even feel it anymore? When we come out from there, any one of us make even just the word Tawbah Istighfar, that Astaghfirullah, I was in this place, place of ghafla, place of music, only dunya, only all business and all that only, no zikr of Allah, no remembrance of Allah, all the wrong things, no tawbah. Those whose hearts were clean, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, straight away he should come from a place like Mewat where there were no all these wrong things. But he could feel that my heart has been all dirt has come in my heart. I have to clean my heart. He should go to the Khankas and go and make a tikaf there. Make zikr to clean his heart again. We don't even feel that our heart has become dirty. A person who has become such that his clothes became dirty, he wore it one day, 1 week, 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, he's wearing the same. Now clothes he's become dirty. He doesn't even think about his clothes are dirty. And so he doesn't think of cleaning his clothes also. That is what our condition of our heart. And clothes we are very worried. And the sign to know who is worried about his heart is to see who's not worried of his clothes. But those who are too worried of their clothes and everything, this must be right, that must be right, everything, be sure that he's got no idea about his heart and concern of his heart. So we are just worried about the outward thing. And reality we don't even think. Nabi ke chehre anwar pe jalwa hai rabbani. What noor of Allah was on the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how fortunate for the sahaba that they were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah blessed them with that eyes to see it. Abu Jahl couldn't see it. Beginning Ikrama couldn't see it. Khalid ibn Walid couldn't see it. Hazrat Sufyan radiallahu anhu couldn't see. Afterwards, when Allah opened the parda from the eyes, then they could see who is Allah's Nabi. Jinhone maal o zar bhi, aabru bhi, jaan bhi de di. They were those people who could see, who gave all their wealth also, who gave all their silver and gold also, who gave their respect and honor also, who gave their lives for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they regarded it as the greatest honor for such a man to whom Jibreel alayhi salam comes. By the command of Allah, wahi comes. Allah's anwarat and barakat abounding on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They regard it as the honor to give their everything for Nabi. Koi janega kya unka maqam kayfe ihsani. How can ever anyone understand what is their kayfe ihsani, their connection with Allah Ta'ala? When they used to make namaz, then how? One sahabi making namaz, and there was a huge hue and cry in the house. Peak noise. After he finished his namaz, he says, what was this? I heard some noise. It was a huge noise. He said, I heard some commotion. What was it? They say, Allah have mercy on you. Don't you know? The snake fell on the child. And they were killing the snake. And all the big noise. But he was absorbed in his namaz. He didn't even know all this is happening. So that was their condition. We make no effort in that direction. Of our namaz. Not that we, what is happening around us. That also we know perfectly well. And together with that, we are thinking also about so many other things. All this in the world, that in the world, past, present, future, impossible things, things of guna, what and what we are thinking of in our namaz. What's the condition of such a namaz? Their namaz where they were connected with Allah Ta'ala. What was their namaz? Hamisha har sahabi rahi sunnat ka tha shaydai. And how did they get this? They gave their lives for each and every sunnat. For us, what we say? Akh, it's a sunnat. Na'uzu billah, Allah protect us. One person who went as a tourist, Muslim person, very many years ago, he went to Markaz Nizamuddin as a tourist, so he saw everything as a tourist. Whole day program. We also, wherever some bayan says, etc., bayan, 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 bayan coming out from my ears now, from my ears and nose now. How much must I listen bayan, 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 bayan all the time? There is only bayan, whole day bayan only. And he was a tourist. He looked at things different. All he saw that in some place that there was some little negligence and it wasn't cleaned up someplace. So he went from here to Bhopal. Maulana Imran was a great alim who was one particular great feature of his. He knew the Sahaba like his own family people, radiallahu anhu. Whose son is this? Whose nephew? Who he was married? How many children he had? How many daughters? How many sons? Like he knew the family, the Sahaba, the back of his palm. He knew them in and out. So anyway, he spoke there, and then he spoke about the Merkaz, that is dirty. So Manana heard little birds, lowered his head, and then said that, and another saying that goes with this explains it more beautifully, that a bee, when it will go into sewage also, a bee will look for flowers to find pollen. When a bee lands, if it has to land itself up in a sewage tank, it will be looking for flowers. And a pig finds itself in a beautiful garden, it looks for dirt and filth. And it finds some dirt and filth buried somewhere, it will scratch it out. And then it will spread it everywhere. That's the work of a pig. So Maulana told him that. In the course of the destruction, the discussion further, he said, but that's only a sunnat. Maulana said, 100% it's only a sunnat. But the way you are saying it is kufr, that you don't regard the sunnat as important. And sunnat is so important that Allah declares, مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوهُ. Allah Ta'ala declares that the hukam of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, when he makes مَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنِ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ. Once Allah and His Rasul, we got no choice. Allah's decision, Allah's Rasul's decision. That is the position of sunnah. But what is our regard with sunnah? And if we thinking, no, I regard sunnah as something, then my sunnah ghair muakkada, which sunnah ghair muakkada am I making? And there we find it, we haven't got time for sunnahs. We classify, for the Sahaba there was no classification. Everything of deen, we had to do it, and that's finished. Not that it's a faraz, it's a nafal. What is of deen, everything we have to do. We got no time for sunnahs. Sunnat ghair muakkada is sunnat ghair muakkada. We were there in Port Shepson for the Wifaq program, and for Maghrib namaz, I had to make it somewhere at the back. Made faraz finish, and there were 3-4 satis in front. And I saw they not making no sunnat namaz, nothing. Weighed our sunnat, everything, and I had to go out again. Ask them, you put sunnat? They say, we are musafirs. To talk there is, we not musafirs. All discussion, they came together in the same car. They have been talking all the time. And here also they talking. But for namaz, we are musafirs. That masala they know. For musafir, the sunnat and muakkada is not like important, necessary as it is. But you are sitting in the masjid, and you are waiting for namaz, and you are friends, you are talking all the time. That little while, we can't make our true sunnat muakkada. That is our condition. And who comes for such program? People who are interested in deen. Deeny people, this is our condition. And those who are not interested in deen, who don't come, therefore them, for us also, is nothing, doesn't mean anything to them. Hamishar sahabi, راہِ سنت کا تھا شیدائی وہ دیوانے تھے لیکن خاص پاتھی ان کی فرزانی. They were دیوانے تھے, they were mad in love of the sunnah, لیکن خاص پاتھی ان کی فرزانی, but the stand could not understand their intelligence. That is what is intelligence. Sometimes people, like somebody who steals and makes money, we say he's so clever. It's wrong to use the word clever there. He's so shrewd. He's so sly. He's not clever. A person who makes gunas is not a clever person. He's a most stupid person. Yes, he's sly. He's shrewd. A clever person thinks about his akhirat, the long-term thing, and that I mustn't commit guna. So they, for sunnahs, they were mad over the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And dunya thinks that they were not interested in all. Ye kaisa mu'jiza tha, do sutun shani risalat ka. What was this miracle of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam? Shutar Banu ku bakshe jisne aada pe jahan bani. People who were camel shepherds, looking after the camels and how they became the rulers of the world, and they taught the world the adab and etiquette of how to live, what the rights of Allah are. People who were just camel drivers, camel shepherds, in other words, living a very way they reach all through the barakat and the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Khuda unse hai razi, aur wo rab se hue razi. Allah radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. That is the greatest certificate a person can get in jannat. And that certificate of jannat, Allah gave it to them in dunya. Allah declared for every sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased. That will be the greatest achievement in jannat when Allah will declare, I am happy with all of you. And people will be happy with Allah. Shahadat. Is haqeeqat par hai khud ayat qurani. Quran explains this. Phala ghair sahabi pa sakega martaba unka. How can a non-sahabi ever reach their position? Allah put in our hearts the love of the sahaba, the honor, the respect of the sahaba radiyallahu anhu. Ke hai mansoos un par rahmat haq fazl rahmani. Clearly by divine revelation they have been granted this great, great position. Sahaba ki muhabbat ko bhi hum imaan samajhte hai. The love of the sahaba is part of our iman. Allah bless us with the true love of the sahaba. Ke unke dam se ummat ko mili taaleem-e-qurani. It is only through them that deen has come to us. All of deen that has come, whether it is fiqh, whether it is tasawwuf, whether it is hadith, the sahaba, their great sacrifices. Iman that has come was the dawah of the sahaba. And all that understanding of deen and the explanation of the Quran, all by the sacrifice of the sahaba. Allah save us from those people who belittle and talk low about waliyazu billah. No matter who it is, anyone who speaks one word, anything of disrespect to the sahaba, is our worst enemy. And we are his worst enemy. And we have nothing to do with them, and they have nothing to do with us. Sahaba ki hayat ba wafa. Tariq iman hai, the wafa, loyalty.